Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, second hour. Whether you're listening on AM or FM or global shortwave or the internet or satellite, call your friends, your family, your neighbors, your boss, your employees, have them tune in this hour, because we're going to re-air the clips, the new clips, where the owner of the World Trade Center complex, who bought it months before the collapse, Mr. Silverstein, says that on 9/11, the building was on fire, Building 7, and they decided to pull it, that's demolish it, and now we have some longer clips from the PBS special where he said this, and just massive amounts of evidence on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com for folks that want to go through that evidence. So we're going to detail that evidence when we get back in the next segment and go to your phone calls. And there's a bunch of other news, again, about clones being implanted, Walmart making their employees prisoners. This is out of London Independent. News about the very scary news about the flu shot you want to hear. We will cover that at least briefly in this hour and a bunch of other news. Right now, let's go to Cliff in Texas. Cliff, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
When you coming back to Houston, is this?
I've been down to Houston twice to show Road to Tyranny. I probably won't show Road to Tyranny again, but who knows? I'll probably show up down there and show some other films in the future.
That's good. I'll be glad to come see you when you're there. Yeah, you got them on the run, Alex.
Oh,
I'm telling you,
well,
do.
I wouldn't say on the run, but we're definitely in a fight with the New World Order, toe-to-toe.
Yeah, I think I'd have Uncle Eddie on as a guest, too. Now, I've watched many of CDI videos on, like, the Learning Channel, Discovery Channel, and this and that and the other, and, you know, they say it takes days to set a building up to be demolished like that, and that Building 7 is definitely pulled.
And, again, we play the clip where city officials say we pulled the buildings, we demolished them. Showing folks that pulled means demolished. That's the industry term, but for folks that haven't watched Discovery Channel or don't work in this business, you don't know.
Right.
Well, now you do. Here's the city admitting it. Then we have Silverstein saying, okay, and the documentary says on 9/11 they'd evacuated the building. Everybody had gotten out of Building 7 because they had hours to evacuate, so there were no dead bodies. Then they cut to Silverstein going, yeah, it was burning, and we didn't want to have any more loss of life, so we gave the order to pull it, and then we watched it collapse. And people watch that and hear that and still go, well, maybe he doesn't mean that. I mean, you talk about denial.
Yeah, well, they're just being baffled with BS. Well, my question is, why was it on fire to begin with? It's not like it was a pyroclastic flow coming off of 1 and 2. Even if the substation did catch on fire, haven't they ever heard of Halon?
Yeah, but FEMA admits that didn't happen.
You know, the guy that called in yesterday said that there was an electrical fire. Well, Halon puts that out. That's what it's there for. Even if the Halon didn't put it out, electrical fire is not going to run away like that because it's going to be shut down upstream somewhere.
Well, also, it's not going to make a steel building collapse. That's never happened.
Really? Especially one like that is built like a brick. I'm not going to say what it was, but...
In fact, on the site, we've got some diagrams of Building 7. That thing was just amazing.
It's like a brick cracker,
All right. I've got a lot of children listening. Anything else, sir?
I wanted to maybe get out an alternative way for people to view your videos. I don't know if you care too much about this, but one of those file sharing programs, I've got several off of there, and I'm willing to share them, you know, and if anybody's got some more that they can get up there, you know, to be shared.
I say make copies of my videos for nonprofit educational purposes. I think it's great that they're on the file sharing websites, and I hope everybody will go repost them so more people that never heard the truth will be exposed to it. Thanks for the call. Now, that's very exciting. Thank you. Yeah, millions of people have watched the video clips online just at my site, not to mention all the other sites mirroring it. And I hope this great story that Paul Watson put together with our research, I hope everybody will mirror it in the video clips on their website. It's at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. I hope some of the other great sites out there do that, because it's very, very important. Okay, we'll come back and get into a analysis of the collapse. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards, and yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. We are now into the second hour, 8 minutes and 27 seconds into this global transmission against tyranny. At PrisonPlanet.com, 9/11 Blockbuster Silverstein, New York Fire Department decided to pull WTC7 in an in-depth analysis by Paul Watson and Alex Jones. And Paul Watson normally comes on once a week. He does such a great job. I want to commend him for his work. Paul, I want to just in the next 5 minutes go over the different bullet points in this expose that we put together that we'll be expanding. And then I want to go through the clips one by one, and they've got those ready at the network. And again, folks, these will be audio on the radio. You can go see them in video on the website. But for those that just joined us, it's clear. They admit it. They blew up WTC7. You know, that's like if I got on TV and said, support Adolf Hitler. And then they said, well, did he really say he supports Adolf Hitler? You know, or if you got up on TV and said you love the Jolly Green Giant, they said, oh, he didn't really say he loves the Jolly Green Giant. Or if I got up on television and said, you know, I'm from Texas, and then they said, well, he didn't really say he was from Texas. I've seen some denial out there. You go look at this evidence, there's no denial. He got up there on TV, they showed the building collapsing, he talked about that day, how it's on fire, and how they decided to pull it, and then they watched it collapse. So they wanted to pull it, he said, yeah, let's pull it, and so we watched it collapse. I mean, it's like people going, well, Bill Clinton didn't really lie. Depends on what is means, you know. Now there's people arguing along those lines. This is clear. Boiling it down as simply as possible, Paul, give folks your analysis of this.
Well, I mean, with regard to that point, some people are saying that they only intended to pull the building down and then it just collapsed by pure coincidence, but anyone can go and watch the video, and you can tell by Silverstein's body language that he's essentially trying to put a front on where he's saying, you know, regrettably, yes, we did have to pull the building down, and anyone can see that. But I've actually got a new development which makes the deliberate destruction of that building an even bigger crime. And that is, I mean, we've been led to believe that Building 7 was completely evacuated when it collapsed, but this is not true. We know that the Secret Service office was located within that building, and it turns out that it was actually staffed at the time of the collapse, and this comes from government websites, from the House of Congress websites, from the New York Electronic Crime Task Force website.
This is massive. Are you posting that?
Yeah, I'm going to add it in due course, but Master Special Officer Craig Miller, who was a Secret Service agent, was stationed in Building 7 and died when it collapsed. And so he asked the question, I mean, if one Secret Service agent was in his office, then, you know, what if there would have been others in that area of the building? So, I mean, this makes Silverstein, even if we take the line that they destroyed the building to save lives and not, you know, make $500 million on the insurance just on that building alone, it makes them guilty at the very least of manslaughter. And, you know, we had John O'Neill who was killed also, and maybe this Craig Miller person was somebody who they wanted to get rid of. But
exactly. These are always perfect. It's like Waco, two of Clinton's bodyguards assigned to the BATF, assigned to that operation, go in the window. A guy leans in, machine guns him, and then, you know, the two bodyguards are gone. They love doing this, but, again, this is amazing. Silverstein says, and we now have a longer clip. I want to play that here in a second. Silverstein, that they're on television. They talk about how, well, they evacuated the buildings. Nobody died in Building 7 because they had time to evacuate it. And then it cuts to Silverstein and images of firefighters and the building collapsing going, well, you know, we already had such a loss of life that we talked to the fire department about the decision to pull it. And I said, yeah, pull it. And so the fire department, and yeah, we pulled it. And then it starts collapsing. And then people watch that and go, I don't know exactly what he's saying. And maybe he meant months later when they blew up some of the other buildings. There weren't fires then, folks. They show Building 7. And then, again, for two-plus years, we've been saying it was demolition from the seismographs, the transmission tapes of the firefighters, which they first denied existed and claimed they'd malfunctioned. The firefighters got mad and leaked it. The Firefighting Association says it's a cover-up. The reporters reported bombs. The firefighters were pulling back from Building 7, saying they're about to pull it. People who live in New York called into the show, said, I remember them saying they were about to pull it. I remember on 9/11 hearing ABC News going, they may demolish the building to stop the fire. Everybody remembers that. But again, this is all hidden in plain view. And now that we've brought the story out, really given it a lot of attention, we're going to add more and more of this evidence as we locate it, because we all remember hearing it. But we could convict these people before a jury at this point. Paul, go through the points we got on the site, and I want to play clips and go to calls.
Well, yeah, we've got the fact that we knew that it was a controlled demolition before any of this came out is proven. We've got a video clip from, I think it's controlleddemolitions.com, where it shows two buildings of similar size to World Trade Center 7 with a controlled demolition situation where they collapse in exactly the same way, where the sides of the building fold in first and basically the center of the building collapses within itself. And so, I mean, it's a direct mirror of the collapse of Building 7. So we've got those videos.
Yeah, it takes days of skilled people to have the pile collapse inward to not damage other real estate. I mean, number one, a steel building never did this, and, you know, collapse, period, with a fire. Now it collapses perfectly with the implosion.
And, I mean, with any building, you have to clear the area. I mean, I remember watching a program just recently on Discovery about demolition of buildings. I mean, you have to clear an area at least 1 mile radius in some cases, and this, we're talking about a building in, you know, one of the most heavily built-up places on the earth at the time of, you know, mass chaos anyway, and they're just going to go ahead and pull it when we've got the picture.
Yeah, he's saying, we've decided to go ahead and pull it, go ahead and demolish it. How are you going to do that when the building's on fire? I mean, just this is incredible. Either way, it's incredible.
And I mean, we've got the picture of Building 7 just a couple of hours before its collapse with people standing around, emergency vehicles, cars everywhere. So, I mean, how did they envisage clearing an area of a one-mile radius and then pulling it down? They just pulled it down anyway. And as I mentioned before, the Secret Service office was staffed and people actually died in that collapse. So that's,
but that morning, Giuliani gets a call before the first plane's even hit and is told, get out of there, and he tells ABC News this. Why do these guys admit this? You know, why did the head of FEMA go, yeah, we got there the night before? I mean, I guess it's Freudian slips. I mean, what's happening here?
Some of it may be Freudian slips, but as you mentioned before, it's sort of announcing something before it gets out to sort of cover your tracks. I mean,
yeah, we come out with Stanley Hilton that NORAD was ordered to stand down under the guise of a drill. Bob Dole's former chief of staff suing Bush for carrying out 9/11 with 400 of the victims' families. Why haven't you heard of that? And he says, oh, yeah, well, we're about to bring this out. And then 2 weeks later in the AP, yeah, the CIA wants everybody to know they were running a drill that morning and flying hijacked jets into buildings in New York and D.C. I mean, it's incredible, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Giuliani 8 hours before the Twin Towers collapsed being told to evacuate Building 7. And he was told directly, the Twin Towers are about to collapse, at the same time of which the people on bullhorns at the Port Authority telling people in the Twin Towers to stay at their desks, and this is after both planes have hit. So Giuliani knows that the towers are about to collapse, but the people in the towers don't and are told to stay in the towers.
Now, folks, this is admitted, and you strike my memory there. I remember hearing that some Secret Service and security guards and a few firemen died in the building. And we've got to add all that. I mean, this is just getting... And this is all admitted, Paul. And I tell you what, let's go ahead and go to those clips. Here is the documentary, and then it goes to Silverstein, the owner. Let's go ahead and hit that clip, please, Stephanie.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site. And there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. And this must have been his part. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
We made the decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse. I mean, who could twist that into something else, Paul?
Well, yeah, he didn't say we made the decision to pull it, but then it collapsed, so we didn't have to. He said we made the decision to pull it, and then we watched it collapse. So it's a direct link from one statement to the next. So how anyone can say that it collapsed, you know, out of pure coincidence?
In fact, I want to add that headline up above. Silverstein, New York Fire Department decided to pull WTC. Add that we made the decision to pull it, and then we watched it collapse. I mean, again, it's amazing that anybody could even deny this when it's in your face, Paul.
I mean, well, yeah, the major group of people that are trying to get the word out on the fact that there were bombs in all the buildings are the firemen that were on the scene themselves. I mean, months ago we had an article on Prison Planet from one of our contributors, and he actually went down to the memorial, and he met a fireman by the name of Paul Isaac, who was stationed at Engine 10 across the street from the World Trade Center. And this fireman told him that they're getting direct orders to shut up about the fact that bombs were going off, and that these orders are coming directly from Robert Woolsey at the CIA. So
also, we posted an article where people go unveil banners on a public street in front of it saying Bush engineered 9/11, and the police come and threaten to arrest them.
Yeah, and these are people that were there at the time during the attack.
So now, you in America, you can't stand on the street. Sounds like Beijing. We're going to come back and take calls and get more into this. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us, Paul Watson. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I want to commend both my webmasters, my wife, Violet, and, of course, Paul. Just incredible people. I'm so honored to work with folks of this caliber. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements, where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49, or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you, too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to play the Dan Rather clip about a controlled demolition, about well-placed dynamite, how it looked like that. For three times in one day, we've seen this happen, he says. Then I want to air the clip also from the PBS documentary, America Rebuilding, where they talk about months later getting rid of some of the wreckage of the other buildings with controlled demolitions, and they call it pulling buildings. Just to establish, pulling means demolition. And then we're going to go to Michael and Dan and Richard and Chris and others. And we've got Paul Watson riding shotgun with us for a little bit more in this hour. I know he's busy updating the site, so we're not going to keep him too long. We're honored to have him. Let's go ahead and hit that Dan Rather clip, please.
What you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself. Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
Paul Watson, we've also located, I remember seeing it that day, but we've located Peter Jennings saying the same thing. Starting to look a little scripted. I wonder why they do this, Paul.
Well, yeah, we've got Peter Jennings discussing on ABC News with a reporter down on the ground as one of the Twin Towers collapses, and the reporter says it looks just like there's explosives within the building that are bringing it down, and Peter Jennings agrees. But then at the end of the clip, the reporter says, oh no, there was no explosion at the bottom of the building. It definitely looks like the fuel caused the collapse. And
yeah, somebody in the earbud giving him the orders. A little sloppy job there. Let's talk to Michael in Washington State. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'd like to commend you and Paul for all the great work you guys do. Keep it up. Really love the information. I'm your biggest Rube up here in Washington, and I'm in a bit of a quandary being a Rube. In that transmission from Silverstein, he suggests that the best thing to do is pull it, and he got a fire call from the fire chief commander. He suggested that we should pull it, and they made the decision to pull it, he says. That would make the fire chief commander the trigger man.
Very good point. Yeah, there's so much to this.
So we need to ask the fire chief commander. He says, I recorded it. He says, they made the decision to pull it. If he says that, then the fire chief commander pulled it. I thought they were the good guys in this whole scenario.
Well, most of them obviously are, and you can have Silverstein trying to lay this off on the firemen. That may be what's happening, because we know the firemen are saying there's a cover-up. They were really mad, and Bush shows up to hold their hands and kiss them and bullhorn and take them out to dinner, and then that all changed. But Paul, comments to what the great points that Michael just made?
Yeah, and we've now made it clear that they knew that the Secret Service office was still staffed at the time, so why on earth are they making the decision to take down this building when they know that it will kill people, whoever made the decision? And obviously Silverstein was intricately involved with it, because he would make $500 million out of just that one building alone, and so it's basically premeditated murder.
Well, yeah, clearly then the fire chief commander is the trigger man, was the one that did it, so let's talk to him.
Well, Silverstein was going to get a payout of over $3 billion for the seven buildings. In the last article I read, and Paul, you ought to find this and post it, it was over $6 billion this turkey's been paid. And so there's outrageous profits here involved. Just one building, $500 million here, and you know, that's one of the medium-sized buildings there, not the shopping malls and the big towers and the rest of it. Thank you for the call there, Michael. Dan in New York, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon. Just a couple of comments and one question. What's the probability of all three coming down like that? You think maybe all three were pulled?
Well, that's what people are saying, and we have the photos of the buildings with the explosion marks going down them, the classic, you know, popcorn explosion you see. Then we show video of other buildings having the popcorn explosions go off, the controlled demolition going off, and that's what the firefighters have said, and I've talked to them on the phone. But again, we cannot totally prove that. We now can prove Building 7. Plus, it wasn't even hit by a plane, so they lose their argument of, oh, it was jet fuel. Paul?
Yeah, the bottom line is we've got photographs on that article on prisonplanet.com of plumes of smoke exiting one of the twin towers, both below and above the impact point of the plane. So, I mean, why would a floor above the impact point be exploding before the tower collapsed?
Yeah, the little white explosions going down the side, all at the rib points. The explosions are coming out right at the line of the girders. I mean, it's what we've all seen on Discovery Channel when it goes boom, 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 and which is exactly what we saw. My goodness. Good points, Dan. We'll be right back with others. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, back from 9 to midnight Central. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to go to Richard and Chris and Ron and Barney and many others. If you want to join us on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to press gang Paul Watson, keep him with us for the rest of the hour. The next hour, I'm going to get in, before this hour ends, I'm going to get into U.S. doctor claims, clone implanted, Walmart attacked for locking in overnight workers at its stores, and the new flu shot, 250 times more mercury than needed, and not even for the strain that is out there. Boy, you talk about scary. We're going to get to that, and that's all on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Before we go back to Paul Watson and your calls, though, haven't had her on in a while since early last week. I want to bring her up. She's Debbie Morrow, and she answers the phones and ships out the orders via UPS there at New Millennium Concepts with water filters that I've been using for 4 or 5 years. And they now have the British Big Berkey black filter system made right here in the United States. Delicious water, a great filter system. Most filter systems you buy at the store for comparable prices or more don't cut all the garbage out like these systems they have. They've got several great specials. And remember, they are the sponsor for the Global Shortwave Outreach 6 hours a day, and they make it possible. So you're not just getting something made in America. You're not just supporting fellow patriots and good Christians, which they are. At the same time, you're supporting this broadcast and getting an amazing filtration system directly from the big maker and distributor. You try to buy one of these big Berkeys at a hunting supply store, comparable, $300, $295. You know, they've got comparable systems for
for, you know, $150, $200, a lot of different specials. And I want you to take advantage of this. I want you to call. You don't think you have power over the New World Order? They're poisoning you through the water, the Prozac, the Ritalin, the female hormones from the birth control in most major municipal supplies, in the fish, in the people, the mercury, the fluoride, the arsenic, the MBTE, the herbicides, the pesticides. You know when you see the people spraying the lawns with the pesticides, the herbicides? You know, that truck is spraying out the green liquid. Where do you think that goes, folks? Austin has some of the best water in the country. After drinking water for just a few months out of a filter when I started 5 years ago, I can't drink it now. I went to Houston a few months ago to show a film. I could not drink the water. It tasted like turpentine. And I said, people, do you taste this? They go, no, because they were used to it. People from out of town who had water that was a little bit better could taste the difference. I mean, literally, folks, it tastes. I thought I was drinking a scotch and water. I'm not exaggerating. It is that bad. So stop drinking the poison. Debbie, how do folks get the filters? How do folks get them? How do they, what are the different great specials you have to offer?
Well, hi there, Alex.
Good to have you on.
I'm great, thanks. They get the filters by calling me on 1-888-803-4438. And we've been having phone trouble. So anybody who's been calling and they've been getting the recording that says that we've been having phone trouble, it's true. Phone company's been in and out working on the line, so don't get discouraged. You leave a number, I'll call you back. And also call me back because the phones are working now. They finally got it fixed this morning. So have people call in. And
so if you called and heard the message, the phone company, it's always the phone company, has gotten there and fixed the system, and that's 1-888-803-4438. Tell folks about the different specials.
Okay, we have the Berkey Light by itself for $199, and it comes with a generic sport bottle or a bottle of potassium iodate.
And a sports bottle doesn't cut everything out, but it cuts most of it out. Looks like a normal sports bottle, big, thick element in it. They got other sports bottles, folks, little tiny elements, and these are huge, a couple inches thick. And it does 600 refills, and it, you know, normally you can buy them for $25. They're like $40 at the store. They've got these great models. It'll do 600 refills, and when we go out to on a trip to a hotel, wherever, my wife, when she goes to the gym, fills up the water fountain in her sports bottle. 600 refills, that would cost you $600 to buy, 600 bottles of water, and that's on the cheap side. So for $25, you save $575. Take advantage of this. Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay. And then if you want, you can get a bottle of potassium iodate instead of the sport bottle if you already have one. So that, and the special price on that is $199. Normally it would be $238. Our other special that we have for the month of January is the Berkey Light with the lights in the base, and you get either two generic Berkey sport bottles or two bottles of potassium iodate or one of each. It's a $337 value for $259. You save $78. And, again, that's a really good one because you get a potassium iodate and a sport bottle.
And this is top-of-the-line filtration. And, folks, on top of that, it's made in America. You get directly from the maker, the distributor. You save a lot of money, and it supports this show. 1-888-803-4438. People also like package deals on getting a bunch of sports bottles to give to friends and family. Do you have one of those specials?
We do. We extended the Christmas specials. You can get, they're normally $39 a piece, but you can get five of the generic Berkey sport bottles for $99, or you can get 12 for $199.
And for those that don't know, the generic just means you can save money because it doesn't have New Millennium printed on it.
Right, exactly. It just doesn't say Berkey Sport and New Millennium, and so they charge us less for them, so we pass that savings on to the public.
And so,
we really want to make sure everybody out there has a good source of water.
Absolutely, and folks, I believe in this product. It's the real deal. 1-888-803-4438. And Debbie, thanks for all you do, and God bless you.
Thank you, too.
You bet. Great lady. 1-888-803-4438. And if you hear this show in the middle of the night when it rebroadcasts from 1 to 4 a.m., you know, call, leave your name and number, she'll call you back, or call her tomorrow. Just give her a call. Going back to Paul Watson, and I want to thank folks for holding to that. It's very important. And we're about real things here. Filtering your water, documentary films, books, you know, real stuff. We don't have any magic super cures or anything for you that'll, you know, grow hair on your head or anything. But we do have real information and real real products. Paul Watson, before we go back to these calls, for people that just joined us, in about 2 minutes, recap this massive, huge story, one of the biggest stories, if not the biggest story, surrounding the tragic events, the police state that we've seen come out of September 11th, the military-industrial complex terror attack. Recap that for folks.
Well, we've been highlighting the fact that the controller, the owner of the World Trade Center complex, Larry Silverstein, publicly admitted in a September 2002 PBS documentary that they made the decision and decided to pull, which in the industry means explode, take down, demolish, World Trade Center Building 7. Now, up until this point, the official line was that World Trade Center Building 7 collapsed of its own accord, like, according to the official version of events, the Twin Towers did. But this documentary confirms that the government, along with Silverstein and the Federal Fire Department, actually pulled down the tower themselves, demolished it, even though now, as we've confirmed, there were people inside the building. And, I mean, the financial motive is there. $500 million on the insurance for that building alone. And then on top of that, we've got George W. Bush's brother, Marvin Bush, who was on the board of directors of the company providing security for the World Trade Center, StratSec. And just by coincidence, that company had the contract for security, and it ended on the day of September 11th, which makes the later death of Marvin Bush's babysitter, who died mysteriously in a traffic accident, or, well, she was crushed up against a gate at Marvin Bush's residence. That makes her death even more suspicious, but we've got Bush-linked companies.
And they found that other dead body. They found that other dead body, the maid. Anyways, a lot of interesting stuff. And Mr. Bush, of course, claimed that he was just down the block when all this happened that day, too.
Yeah, and the contract ran out on the day of the attacks. Now, is that just another coincidence?
It's ridiculous. And then the guy they hired for security, John O'Neill, former deputy director of the FBI, just quit 2 months before, had been telling British media, we ought to post that, too, that they're going to use bin Laden to attack New York as a pretext to go in and get the oil in Afghanistan.
And we have to refer back to the FEMA report just rounding this off. So they commissioned a report to find out how the building collapsed and concluded that the specifics of the fires in World Trade Center 7 and how they caused the building to collapse remain unknown at this time, and this was months after when they concluded the report. But now we know that the government destroyed the building because Larry Silverstein on PBS admitted it.
Yeah, and let's go ahead and air the clip. This isn't the Silverstein clip. We'll play that again in the next hour. Already played it three times. This is the clip in the same PBS documentary where they talk about pulling the buildings, other buildings, 4, 5, 6, in December, and call pulling demolition. Just to affirm here that pulling means demolition in the industry. So go ahead and play that clip for me, Stephanie.
By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull building 6.
We had to be very careful how we demolished building 6. We were worried about the building 6 coming down and then damaging the slurry wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
Well, that's interesting, and you know what? Let's go ahead and air the Silverstein quote. Halfway through this, you'll hear Silverstein air the long one with them talking about how they were able to evacuate 7, so no dead bodies, which we now know is not true, and then Silverstein talking about they made the decision to pull, so they watched it fall. You got that ready, Stephanie?
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. And this must influence this part. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Well, you just heard it, folks. Let's go through some calls quick, because I want to get Paul's comments on these U.S. doctor claims, clone and planted, Walmart having its workers as prisoners, and 250 times safe level of mercury in the new flu shot that doesn't even protect you from the current strain. Let's go to Richard in Florida. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Dr. Monteith had a guest on his show about a year ago, and he explained some of the things you have touched on about how no steel building has ever collapsed a fire, and you know, he goes into the detail how the building just implodes, you know, little by little, how each floor is being demolished before the top floor hits it. So I mean, there's something I speculated from day one, Alex. I mean, there's no question that building was imploded.
Well, we also have the seismographs posted there from the state and federal government. Paul?
Yeah, I mean, the fact is that the planes were a diversion. I mean, people talk about small nuclear devices, electromagnetic weapons. We don't talk about that because we can't prove it. But we can prove that the planes were a diversion and weren't the cause for the collapse of all three buildings. Now we've got the public admission that one of those buildings collapsed due to deliberate explosion, which is what happened with the Twin Towers as well. So the bottom line is that the planes were a diversion and something else caused the collapse, and now we've got them admitting what caused the collapse.
And we have the photos of classical explosion plumes at key girder points down 1 and 2, and the same signature on Building 7. Anything else, Richard?
Alex, can I change the subject for a second?
Real quick, go ahead.
Okay, you know, I've been serving in a grand jury for 3 months, and I have been told point blank that I cannot conduct my own investigation. You know, I need to find out if this is true.
So they're saying you can't call your own witnesses? You're supposed to run that and not the prosecutor. The prosecutor's telling you what to do. That's standard operating procedure, just like having black people as slaves was standard operating procedure 150 years ago, but that doesn't make it legal or lawful or proper. And we should have Red Beckman on. You should get some of Red Beckman's, the granddaddy of the Fully Informed Jury Association, and he'll explain it to you.
Okay, Alex, I'll call you another day.
All right, thank you, sir. Let's talk to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Alex, 2 months before September 11th in the year 2001, CBS News did a story. The World Trade Center was supposed to be condemned. Silverstein and his insurance company was worried about all of the 52,000 employees suing them for the highest pest level.
Yeah, in fact, we have that report. That's on the site. We should post that there,
yes,
too,
sir.
As well.
And when we went back to, I tried to explain to people that these jets were capable of flying by remote control. If they would have did the turn, put a pilot in there, their necks would have snapped.
Now, one of the planes pulled 6.5 Gs.
Correct. And also, the insider stock trading with Buzzy Congard. Look at the money trail. This is exact plot for arson and murder is involved, and the fact of the matter, these buildings are going to be condemned, and it's right there documented on CBS News. If anybody has a chance to get those or did copy the news that night or subpoena that, and you would watch this film, and the film would say that the World Trade Center was going to be condemned, the building owners were doomed, it was going to cost them trillions of dollars, and everybody was going to sue them, and then I watched the September 11th happen.
And then
said,
it collapses.
You know,
everybody gets, the firefighters get sick.
Correct.
On this show, we had masks. We said, don't give money to the Red Cross or United Way. They give it to gun grabbers. People didn't want to listen to us. People got mad. But then it came out that they did, and people apologized. Even a few stations that turned me off, turned me back on, put me on more hours a day. We don't make stuff up here. And then Bush had the EPA say, oh, there's no asbestos, no problem in the air. And later it turns out that was falsified. The EPA said it's deadly and really hurting these people. And what do we do on the show? We said for weeks on weeks, send masks to this local church because they didn't even have gas masks or breathers for the firefighters and rescue workers. We actually tried to do something on this show, but some of you didn't want to listen. You wanted to give your money to gun grabbers.
Correct.
Paul Watson, let me get comments from Paul. Paul?
Yeah, I mean, the fact is that many World Trade Center cleanup workers have got, you know, cancer, and some have even died from the after effects of cleaning up the World Trade Center. But the bottom line, as we mentioned, is motive. It's financial. I mean, some people don't believe that evil people do evil things because they're evil, or they do them because, you know, it had a geopolitical and a police state motive. But if you present people with evidence on top of that, that it had a gigantic financial motive with Silverstein, you know, Marvin Bush, the whole, all the rest of them, then that they will sometimes believe that because it's the age-old, you know, thing that, you know, money.
Well, not to mention holding us ransom for $87 billion for the Iraq war, and they said in the PNAC documents we need terror attacks as a pretext to get into Iraq. And then now it's all happened. Thanks for the call, Chris. We'll come back and talk to Ron, Barney, and Tom. We're going to go to you quick, folks, so have your questions or comments ready because we're going to bam, bam, bam. And then we'll start the third hour. Well, you know what? We can't take calls next segment because I got to hit these other news articles. Stay with us.
Hey, boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com, we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. All right. Callers, be patient. We're going to start the third hour here in about 6 minutes, and we'll get to you, and then back into the big story and some of the evidence we haven't even covered about the controlled demolition of World Trade Center 7 and obviously the other buildings. Paul Watson, I want to go over a few of these articles with you, and then we're going to let you go so you can get back to work on the expanding the story. U.S. doctor claims clone implanted. The claims by Panayotis Zavos, who we've had on the show, we've got to get him back on, were met with skepticism from the medical establishment and anger from politicians in Britain, where the procedure, considered by many to be unethical and potentially dangerous, is legal. We have implanted the first embryo 2 weeks ago, Zavos told a news conference, but he cautioned that there are only a 30% chance that the unnamed 35-year-old woman could become pregnant. We are waiting for the results this weekend. We expect success, but it could result in no pregnancy, he said. And New Jersey just passed a law where they can bring a pregnancy to term, a clone. It has no rights. It can be then kept alive indefinitely and used for body parts at a profit. Paul?
Well, yeah, you look what's happening, and it's basically the fact that this is going on in the background in the, you know, the high circles of scientific community. And then in the media, they bring out, I mean, they've labeled this guy as a crackpot. They bring out these kind of crackpots like the Raelians a couple of years ago, and they, you know, dismiss cloning, and, you know, oh, that.
And meanwhile, New Jersey's legalizing.
Meanwhile, yeah, in the background, it's all officially going on. So basically, they're conditioning people that don't let crackpots get engaged in cloning, but when the government does it, it's okay.
Well, Zabos isn't a crackpot. He's the top fertility doctor in the world, according to the Associated Press, and he's doing this. Here's another one. Walmart attacked for locking in overnight workers at its stores. London Independent. Walmart, believed to be the world's largest retailer, is under fire for reportedly locking in overnight workers in many of its stores, sometimes to the detriment of their own safety. The New York Times reported yesterday a number of cases in which employees were allegedly prevented from leaving a store when they were injured. Well, it came out about a year ago that you can break an arm and they go, sign the documents, we're not calling an ambulance, you can't leave. Injured, unwell, or in one case in Florida with a hurricane struck the area. I mean, Walmart is total New World Order, Paul.
Yeah, well, you know what the solution will be to this. I mean, all government facilities now, like the Defense Department, to get from building to building, you have to swipe, you know, a biometric ID card. And so that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, oh, don't worry, we've got this new ID card, and we've also added in this new security feature.
Well, they have a rule that you can't even, they have a rule that you can't even leave, quote, you might try to steal something. You're locked in there. When you're in there at night after hours, you're locked in the building, and even when it's open, if you get hurt, they won't let you leave or call an ambulance.
Yeah,
and again, they're just allowed to do it.
It's literal slave labor. I mean, we also had Newsmax last year reported on the bill that suggested installing armed homeland security personnel in each factory to guard people while they work. I mean, that's communist dictatorship. You know, Chinese sweatshops down to the T.
Well, also, good point. Walmart, they got caught owning over 700 of the slave camps next door to prisons in China. Paul, we'll get you back on as this develops with WTC7. Thanks for your great work, and take care.
Okay, thanks.
You bet. And if you want to get Paul Joseph Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, it is the best book out there on the subject. I published it in 1995, over 300 pages full of documents and diagrams. Get a second copy for $11.95 when you buy one to give us a gift. My book, Descent into Tyranny, gets into 9/11. My book, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, all get into the New World Order. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Don't wait. Get the videos. Make copies. Put them on Access TV. Educate everybody. We have a chance to win this thing, but we got to be bold and expose them and discredit the globalists. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. Call right now, folks. Also makes the show possible. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, are get right into September 11th, another government-sponsored terror. Police State 3 gets into other examples of it and what's happening and what the New World Order is and how it operates. And the new film, Matrix of Evil, is just full of solutions with Ron Paul and others. You need to get it, folks. 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Third hour coming up. Stay with us. Your calls. A lot of news coming up.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.